Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
David Ajabo met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
How you guys doing?
How are you?
I'm good, man.
David, smiling, obviously. How good has it been to, you know, be out doing what you love to do after having to wait so long?
Yeah, it's no better feeling, honestly. You know, it's what I do for a living. I enjoy it. I love competing. And, you know, to be out here with the best of the best, man, you know, it's a dream come true yet again.
Has it surprised you that you've been able to come out and look like yourself again right away? From what we've seen after going through such a tough journey to get to this point?
Nah, it doesn't surprise me because I know the type of player I am, you know, and you just got to go out there and, you know, put it on tape, honestly, you know, and I know the work I put into, you know, so, you know, the work always comes to light.
A while last year before we found out that you weren't going to be able to play for the rest of the year. Could you take us a little bit through, you know, the steps of, you know, what it was like to kind of maybe try to keep hope alive as long as possible and hold out hope that you were going to play last year?
Yeah. So it just started off as a sprained ankle, got rolled up on in the Indy game, and then just some swelling came up in my knee and no one really knew what was going on. So we just wanted the swelling to go down, and then we got an MRI, and we just, you know, made the best medical decision. You know, I definitely could have played, but for the long run, you know, career-wise, and just, you know, for my best interest, team's best interest, you know, just go ahead and get it fixed so I can be back 100% like I am now.
Were there days when it was tough to keep your spirits up? Because, I mean, 2 years in a row, you can't play the way that you know you want to, and kind of who helped you through that?
Oh, man, stay prayed up. I have a very strong family. You know, I have a good, you know, base around here. You know, Dafe, it's like my brother. Beaks, like my brother. So I live through them. You know, just them three things, man. You know, God, family, friends. Like, I really honed in on that. And, of course, the work, man. You know, nothing comes easy. So I just put my head down to work. That's all I know. So, you know, I'm right back.
Tell me a little bit about your work maybe with Chuck Smith and developing a pass rush plan. We saw a great spin move the other night. Maybe even take us through that and give us a little inside football.
Yeah, I mean, Chuck, man, that's the guru. You know, he really knows what he's talking about. You know, everything he says comes to light, you know, regarding just moves to use, when to use it, how to use it. And we're all just good listeners, honestly, you know, because – you know, we'll look over to him on the sideline, you know, in practice, and he'll really walk us through a move to do on the sideline. We execute it, ends up working, you know. So, you know, it's just a testament to him and his knowledge, and now he passes it down to all of us, and it's working, man.
Maybe any keys you work off on that spin move specifically that you're looking for the opponent to do something before you?
So, yeah, I just edge. I was working him edge a lot and got a good get-off pressure on the left side. So I knew, you know, first down, I seen they were in a pass stance. So I know in his mind he's thinking that he just got beat on the edge. So as soon as I seen him jump out, you know, it was game over.
David, what when you're going through the process to get back out here, when did you feel like your old self, I guess, or have you yet?
Yeah. So just shout out to the doctors, man, in terms of like the ramp up. You know, there was definitely a slow ramp up leading up to, you know, playing my debut game back. And yeah, every stage of the way I felt as I was supposed to, you know. And like I said, man, just shout out to the doctors and the training staff, man. They got me right.
You feel like you're 100%?
Yes, sir, man. You gotta ask the doc, my surgeon, all that. You know, I just do as I'm told, and they had a plan in place. I know that for sure. And I was clear for the second game. And I went out and did my thing.
You talked about making the decision in the best interest of the team and of yourself to go ahead and have the surgery last year.
Mm-hmm.
How hard of a deliberation was that for you personally, considering you'd already missed your rookie year?
Yeah, man, it was tough. And, you know, like I said, it's what I do for a living. So to not be able to do that, you know, and kind of it being out of your control, You know, that's when you just lean on God, lean on your family, lean on the people around you, and just know that everything will work out for good.
Even though, you know, it's been a long 2 years of recovery, the Ravens, if you look at the roster, I mean, they still have a lot riding on you being very successful this year. What does it mean to you that the team keeps the expectations high for your performance?
Hey, man, there's no better feeling than that, you know. We all want to be, you know, feel like we're special, feel like, you know, we're dependent on. And, you know, it's on me to put in the work to make that, you know, vision come to life. So it's a blessing, man. You know, everybody wants to be wanted, you know, and to know that this team wants me and wants me to be successful, you know, it's a blessing, man.
David, obviously you have a lot of confidence in yourself, but knowing how hard you work to get back, how much did you need to see tangible results from all that hard work like you did on Saturday?
Yeah, man. I mean, I just control what I can. You know, the way I practice very hard, you know, the way I study very hard, I expect it to translate to the field. So, you know, I just, what I can control is, you know, the practice field, you know. I go out there, do my thing, and then come game day, just let it loose, and the results will be.
David, if you see almost any national prediction of what the Ravens are going to be like this year, strengths and weaknesses, most will say pass rush, that's a question mark. What's your reaction to that?
I'm focused on the Ravens, you know, and just what we got in here. There's a lot of noise outside that I can't control. You know, Coach Harbaugh can't control. You know, so to whoever said that, you know, that's their opinion. You know, we just control what we can, work hard every day in practice, and, you know, it'll take care of itself.
David, when we watch you practice, it's obvious how much fun that you're having out on the practice field. Has the injuries impacted that? Did that give you a different appreciation of the game?
Yeah, man. Honestly, just kind of, like I said, having my brothers like Dafe and Beeks and, you know, Trav, like, I was living through them, you know. I couldn't do it myself, so I knew that when I came back, you know, I'm going to cherish every moment, you know. You really never know when it's going to be a last, you know. Testament to even Zio, our coordinator. You know, he just had the year of his life. You know, you never know when it's going to be a last snap, so just cherish every moment. You know, I'm in a very blessed position playing the NFL for one of the best organizations. So, you know, every day I'm out here, man, just smiling through it and just making my best day.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you, guys.